It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. That's right. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio. You're listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, here live in Merrillville on 89.1 FM, WLPR. And what's cool about this show, Sharon, we always have food, right? Or drink.
Or tasty treat yummies.
Some kind of tasty treat. And it's really hot out there, so we got some really cool treats today.
Oh, yeah.
We got them coming in all the way from Valparaiso.
Awesome.
So we want people to call in.
Definitely.
769-9577, 769-9577. And our guests today are from?
And find out all about these tasty treats.
Yeah, from Valpo Valvin.
Yeah.
Since 1947. I didn't realize that.
Oh, I want to put it on my forehead.
What?
the ice cream.
The ice? Oh, because you're that hot. Actually, the studio is kind of cool, so it's pretty good, but outside it's hot. You think it's warm in here because you're not used to the 95-degree kitchen that I'm working in.
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah. To you, you know, this is a Shangri-La.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. So, Sharon, what's going on out there?
You know, not much.
There's no fun out there?
There's really not much going on since because of, you know, the COVID. Ever since that, you know, fun, flighty things. It's just not as much. I'm sure, you know, it'll come back again.
We're going to bring some fun to some people out there.
Yeah, we're going to go have some fun.
We're going to take a trolley from here in Merrillville.
Or an air balloon.
Or an air balloon?
Yeah, we're going to get fancy.
Okay, let's take the air balloon.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we're going to take it from, because you know why? We want to see all the scenes between Merrillville and Valparaiso.
This is...
Well, you know, but air balloons are baskets. That sounds like a metal door.
Well, you know, I like to make sure we're safe.
That's right. So if we crash,
it's all about safety first.
Yeah, there we go. We're going right over. We're traveling right down US 30. See everyone down there? You waving to them all?
Yeah, I think we're getting some attention.
Yeah, we are.
Somebody's chasing us.
Yeah, you know what?
They chase the ice cream truck.
I see the new Dickie's dog down there. They're going to be on in a few weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, I see them down there. There's right. A square, Valparaiso Square.
Over.
And we're going down, and we're right by the ice skating rink and the outside pavilion and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to welcome, and then, you know what? If it wasn't for the COVID, we would have had Velpo Velvet in during spring because they're one of my guests I love to have on. It's not just because I like ice cream, because I really do like ice cream, because they are pleasant. And today, Kathy brought in her pretty daughters, too. So we're not just looking at men today. So today from Velpo Velvet, we got owner and operator Kathy, we have Katie, and we have Greer. And Greer is actually a girl's name.
I hope so.
And a boy's name.
It's very versatile. Okay, so before we get going, let's clear the air about Greer. How did that name come about?
It is my great-grandmother's surname,
uh-huh.
And so I was the second born, so my dad got to pick my name, and so he picked Greer.
Greer.
And my mom had never heard it before, so.
So, Kathy, where's the name Greer come from?
So,
what's the origins like?
Great-grandmother from Ireland, her name was Alice Maud Victoria Greer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's different, and I bet people don't forget your name.
No.
Have you ever met another Greer?
Personally, I have not, but I have heard about them.
Yeah, you've heard about them. Katie, I'm sure you've met a lot of Katies, right?
A lot of Katie Browns.
A lot of Katie Browns.
It's a pretty common name.
Kathy, you've probably never heard of another Kathy.
Just a few.
So today we have Velpo Velvet on, and we want you to call in. And Kathy brought some gift cards. Call 769-9577. Ask a question, and we'll send you out a gift card. So, Kathy, you've been on before.
Yes.
And you were on when we had the special about the COVID and everything like that.
Yes.
Give us a little background on just Velpo Velvet and how it came about and the year it started and just a little background.
Sure. I married into the Brown family, my husband Mike Brown, and his grandfather, Herb Brown, saw an ad for a dairy for sale in Valparaiso, Indiana. He lived in, I think, Madison or... Maybe Madison. Yeah, I think he was in Madison. And it just was, what was the name of the old dairy before?
Home Ice.
Home Ice is what it originally started out with. Cloverleaf Dairy.
Okay, Cloverleaf. And I remember that when I was a kid, too.
Yeah, he brought his family here and moved here and you know, continue to make milk, cheese, cottage cheese. We delivered milk all over, you know, and they ran that dairy till about the middle of the 60s. And then Mike's father, Gordon, came into the business. And what they did is kind of got rid of the dairy stuff and just held on to Vapo Velvet ice cream.
So you guys don't do anything with cottage cheese or sour cream or anything like that?
No, that was... their grandfather, Gordon, was the last person to do that.
Okay. Ever thought about bringing that back in?
We have not.
And she says that with
a
smile.
There's a lot going on there. Yeah.
We so, have enough to do.
Katie, I mean, you've been here a few times, and I really didn't realize you had two daughters.
Right.
Okay.
One of them was always overseas.
Oh, traveling. Where were you?
I was in Germany last
That's
year.
Greer. You were in
yes.
Germany?
Yes.
And what were you doing in Germany? Ice cream, were you?
I was not, no.
She was eating some.
Yeah. I ate a lot, but I got a scholarship to teach English.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yes.
So while we're with you, Greer, why don't you give us a little background about yourself?
Oh, dear. I'm 24 years old. I am from Valparaiso. I have worked at my family's ice cream business for as long as I can remember. I studied at Indiana University. Then I moved off to Germany, and now I'm back working at the ice cream business because it kind of grounds me. I come back after all my adventures and put my work in, and I don't know. I really like the community and the people, so yeah, I guess that's...
Now, are you thinking about doing teaching in the future, or are you going to get more involved with the business?
I really am just all over the place.
Really? Okay.
Question of the day.
Right. Sometimes I feel a certain way, and I'm just like, oh, I'll sign up for this and go do this. So, but I always seem to find myself coming back to Vapo Velvet and working. It's nice to just take some time off and then come back. I always have it. I always have a job and work with my family. So, yeah, I don't know.
How about you, Katie? Give us a little background.
Well, I'm 25 years old.
Oh,
I'm
you
the
had
oldest
them back
of,
to back. Huh?
Yeah. Wow. I'm the oldest of my siblings. I've worked in the business also for as long as I can remember. I went away to school for a few years. I didn't really finish. I kind of wanted to come home and continue working and making money. It's pretty rewarding to me. And I do want to see, as a third generation, or as a fourth generation, excuse me, where we can take it and what else we can do in the future and how we can make the business grow and adapt to the times.
So, Kathy, it sounds like to me is you got two people here that can eventually make that cottage cheese and sour cream and salad out there. I have to expand a little bit. Sharon, I saw the light blinking. We got people on the line?
Yeah, we do, actually. We have a surprise caller, somebody you guys know.
Oh, no.
Who do we get?
Here we go. So this person is from Valpo, but in Florida right now. That gives it away.
Who's
yes,
that?
It does.
It's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Hi, Greer. Hi, Kate. Hi, Cass.
Hi. Hi.
So, that's how you know this is your grandmother.
It is.
Now, Nancy, you were involved with the business in the past?
When I come back from Florida, I come down and help make the salads and just hang out with the girls for the fun of it.
Awesome. She works for ice cream.
She's very valuable.
She is.
Very.
So what are you doing down there in Florida?
Oh, it's not doing much right now. Going over to the beach for a month.
Nice.
It sounds like a good time.
You grab your own spot on the beach.
Are you drawing a 6-foot circle around yourself?
I am, definitely, but that's a good place to quarantine, isn't it?
Like, this is my line in the sand.
So when you get back into good old Valparaiso, when you go to the shop, and what sandwich do you like the best?
Oh, I like all of them.
All of them.
What about your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate almond.
Yum.
Good one.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
It's delicious.
But there isn't a bad one. I haven't had a bad one yet.
Nope.
That's good.
And it's fun working there. I love making the chicken salad, egg salad, tuna salad.
Mm-hmm. So
then I say, okay, my day's over. Goodbye.
So she makes three things and she leaves.
Yes,
that's right. I do.
I love that. Too. That's going to be my schedule one of these days.
That's an executive privilege. You
I like
get
that.
To do that.
So when are you coming back to make some chicken salad and egg salad?
August 12th, I'll be back.
Oh, good.
So Kathy's like, hey, I'm getting some extra help here.
We're counting
down the days. I miss working with them. It's fun.
Well, you know what? They're really smiling when they're hearing your voice, too. So they really miss you, too, I'm sure.
Well, thanks for letting me say hi to them.
Well, Nancy, thanks for calling in.
Bye, Mom.
We'll get to send you that gift card to Valpo Velvet, too, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Nancy. Have fun in Florida.
You.
Bye-bye. Who else Bye. We get? Bye. Who else we got there?
Okay, so the next person is Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa, and she's in Valpo. Okay.
Lisa from Valpo.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yes. Hi,
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
So, Lisa.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and say what you were saying.
I was going to say, this is Lisa Kuzbel. They may or may not know who I am, but I am one of their biggest fans. And if it's okay, can I ask two questions?
Yeah, yes. We're going to ask questions. Remember,
first
we don't.
First of all.
Okay, go ahead.
So, we know Nancy makes the chicken salad and the egg salad. But who makes the delicious soups that are served at Valpo Velvet as well?
Ooh. We have a wonderful kitchen worker. I don't even know how you would describe her. She does it all. She makes our cakes, bakes our bread. Her name is Mariah, and she just runs our kitchen for everything that we can't do and we can't be there. She has got it on lock, and she knows all.
Lovely.
We've taught her all of our recipes, and she's super adaptable and wonderful, and we'd be lost without her.
Yes, shout out to Mariah.
She seems like she'd be a big asset to your company as well. So keep her going. That's awesome.
So, Lisa, what's your favorite soup? You want her to make every day for you?
We just had some yesterday, and it was baked potato. That is my personal favorite over there. But
creamy potato.
Once again, I really have not had a bad one either. So I'm really excited about that.
Thank you, Lisa.
We love to make soups.
My second question, the mint chocolate chip ice cream, is the green dye necessary in that?
It's not necessary.
Interesting, Lisa. We've had this discussion a lot over the past couple years.
Every once in a while, some batches of our ice cream will have more coloring than others, you know.
That's because
the
they're homemade.
The flavor is consistent. The flavor is consistent, you know, but some fans personally love the color.
Uh-huh. It gives more taste to some people. But we've been trying to inch away from artificial colors and flavors and stuff.
So I was just Mike curious left it out that. One time completely, and we caught a lot of slack for that.
You know what, Lisa? You think that people are like that. Let me tell you a story. I've worked in deli departments for 21 years, and people want the yellow American or the white American, right? And everyone thinks there's a difference. Lisa, there's no difference. It's this yellow food dye. It's this food dye, but people swear that the white's got more flavor.
Right.
That is so interesting.
It's mind over matter, baby.
That is something that we're working through, Lisa. We're trying to switch everything over so it can be all natural.
I'm just curious.
Thanks for asking.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. To answer my questions.
Lisa, thank you for calling in. And call in again. We always have someone every Friday.
Yeah, and anyone call up Lisa Kuzbel if you need a premier realtor in Northwest Indiana.
Ooh, there you go. Thanks, Lisa, for calling in.
All right, thank you.
You have a good day.
Bye.
So, you know, I guess people have been touching on the I want to say cafe. What do you call the shop?
The shop.
Okay.
With a double PPE.
Okay.
Right. And actually, Nick, that has picked up in the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and it's been really great, and people love the food. So it's been nice to see a steady increase in that business.
So how's it been with the COVID? What are you doing different? Now, when this all came down, what was kind of going through your mind? Was it hurt? Just shelter and run? I mean, how I felt.
That's how I felt with the shop. We tried to open for 2 days for carryout, and I got a little nervous, so was shut down for 10 weeks. We're also in a lucky position that we could do that, and other people can't do that, but we were also making ice cream and selling it wholesale to the stores.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of had a backup plan, which kind of helped us survive, so we feel grateful for that.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that we have two aspects of the business.
Right, you had two outlets. Mm-hmm. Right.
And other people don't have that, like you didn't have that option. Mm-hmm.
Right, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. What are you doing different now? I guess the phases were at, 75% we're supposed to be or something like that? How are you handling it inside your shop?
We have seating cut down. We just, you know, we took out a good amount of our tables, and we're doing kind of mostly everything just in to-goes and carry-out and encouraging people to eat outside. But it is hot, so we have tables inside available. You know, we're just being very conscious about sanitizing and hand-washing, mask-wearing, glove-wearing, just, you know, for the safety and you know, well-being and just peace of mind of everyone else. We're certainly doing our best.
So, Greer, how's the customers been? What's the attitude been?
I would say the customers have actually been, for the most part, pretty grateful. I think that they're happy they can stop by and get something. And I also think they've been very patient with, mm-hmm. We didn't allow people to sit inside until last week.
Oh, wow.
So I think that, you know, at first people were a little bit frustrated, but it was kind of like, well, we have all this outdoor seating, you know, we're giving you options. But so far, I think people have been handling it pretty well.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any, you know, right. bad.
I mean,
too bad of experiences.
You feel a little softness on volume in the shop, or is it about the same now? It's hot. People don't care. They want the delicious ice cream.
The volume's definitely down.
Okay, a little bit
of people in general.
I'm feeling that too.
Yeah, I would say sales and volume are down. I'm 25%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people. We haven't seen a lot of our regular customers come out yet, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
You think maybe it's because people are afraid still to go out? They're kind of like...
I do.
There is definitely some hesitance. And people, you can tell, too, when they do come in. I've been really pleased and surprised at the amount of people I've seen wearing masks. It's just really great just for other people. And people, you know, when they notice that it is really crowded inside, they'll kind of wait outside. There's just, like, a lot of patience and understanding that we're seeing.
There is patience. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sharon, we got somebody on the line?
We do. Nathaniel is
Nathaniel.
Yeah, he's from Valpo, too.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for being patient with us. We almost forgot. We just kept talking.
Sorry,
that's all right.
Nathaniel.
I was enjoying it. I was just getting a history and ice cream lesson, so I was into it.
You got any questions for us?
I do. I have a really big one. Is there some dream flavor that you haven't tried yet or haven't gotten it to work yet? Because I know you guys have like a billion flavors. Is there one that just, like, you can't quite get it right, or one that you're, like, still dreaming about
That's
making
at this
point? That's
a great question.
Are you dreaming about anything?
I'm not dreaming of any more flavors because we have too many right now. But
is there a flavor that you've tried but you can't get it right?
I don't think
no.
so. You know what? We just need someone to come up with one for us, and we'll execute it accordingly.
So, Nathaniel, you visit Valpo Velvet?
Yeah, pretty regularly,
so what,
I'd say.
So what flavor are you thinking about? What combination?
So I have to – oh, combination?
Or
well,
whatever
I know
flavor.
The best one there is, thanks to Kathy, is the burgundy cherry. That
oh,
one
that's good.
Pretty
that,
good.
That's a sleeper of our ice cream
That's
business.
Our family favorite. It's
really?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you,
a good one.
You don't feel people – know about it. Is that what you're saying about the sleeper?
Not as much as they should.
It's just such a classic flavor that I don't think people really spring for it because people get excited about
the chocolates
loaded,
and the peanut butter.
You know, but it's just a simple cherry flavor and it is divine.
It even sounds like fancy. Burgundy cherry. Mm-hmm.
So you're actually putting burgundy wine in there?
No, it's just
the cherry.
What?
Bordeaux cherries.
Yeah. Nathaniel's like, hey, I got to find something with some whiskey in that wine.
Is that supposed to, is that like attributing to color or flavor, the burgundy word?
I think the color.
I think burgundy and the Bordeaux cherries are burgundy.
Nice.
So you ever go in the shop for some sandwiches?
Sometimes. Usually I'm working during the day, so usually I don't really get lunch. So I know, I can't remember what it's called, but I think it's like, got like ham and an egg on it. It's super good.
Pig says moo.
What is it? Pig says moo.
Yes.
It's a sandwich on a pretzel roll, homemade pretzel roll, with ham and cheese and then a fried egg on top and our homemade horseradish mustard.
Wow. Yeah.
It's
that
very
sounds
yummy.
Good.
It's a good hangover
pig,
food.
A
pig is the ham and what's the other? Moo?
The cheese. Moo, the cheese. Cow. Okay.
That's like that. Yeah. Pig says moo. Uh-huh.
Pig says moo.
What does the fox say?
Oh, that's cool.
Not moo.
You guys make up these names?
I did.
Well, we're going to be sending you out a gift card to Valpo Velvet and Valparaiso, and thanks for calling in.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Nathaniel.
So
bye.
We keep talking about folks. You can call in 769-9577, 769-9577. We're sitting here with the ladies from Valparaiso Velvet out of Valparaiso, and they brought some ice cream samples that we're going to try here in a little bit. But give us a call and ask us a question, you know what, and they'll give you a gift card.
Who makes the ice cream? Is it all three of you?
Well, interesting. Go ahead, Kate. Explain that.
Our dad, for the most part, does. So he is the third generation of the family business. So it was his grandfather, his father, and now he and his brother are running it, of course, with my mom. But it's usually my dad, our little brother, Luke. He makes the ice cream with them, too. And then we also have an awesome employee named Evan, who is back there working hard with us every day. So they're the three main guys that are in the plant. And then my Uncle Mark, he's usually out on the route dealing with all the wholesale all day long. So
that's how I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to work for Costas Foods, and mm-hmm. I used to get all cooled down in the ice cream area, and I would see him stocking. I would stop and talk to him. Uh-huh. And it's funny how that was. That was like probably 30 years ago almost.
Yeah.
And then 20 something years later, here I am, knocking on the back door of Valpo Velvet because, no one wants to talk to me.
Like, hey, I did an interview.
Yeah, that's what I did. And then we see each other, and it's like, oh, yeah, I know. I remember you now. So, Katie, what's your role there? I mean, what do you do? What are some of your duties?
We're so unofficial in our roles. I kind of just do everything. I help in the back when they need help making ice cream. I deliver ice cream. I kind of manage the front of house, hire and train employees to the best of my ability. A lot of cleaning, a lot of mopping. We work, we take our ice cream trucks out, we do the events, so we coordinate events, talk with customers about that and booking things. We don't have nearly as much going on this year, everything's been canceled, but we'd always be taking our mobile trucks out to like the fair, stuff like that, making sure they're all stocked up. So I'm all over the place. We all do it all there.
We need some titles.
What about the highlight events? Do you have any favorite events or the biggest events you want to mention that you guys have been out at?
Like mobile events, you mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot that happens in Central Park.
Yeah, we love going downtown.
There's concerts every Thursday that we're still doing.
They're still doing that.
Social distancing. Nice. They're only allowing 600 people in the park with free tickets on Thursdays. The market's there now every Tuesday and Saturday, and we go to that. And there's just really great events there. Obviously not this year, but normally.
Well, Greer, what's some of your duties there?
Like my sister, I have similar duties all around the board. I would say I do less in the back than she does. More so when my dad, I'll wake up at 8 a.m. He'll text me, I need help with pints today. Can you run down? Okay. That's kind of
the fill-in.
So you do the portioning and filling things? You work in the back?
I mostly work in the front.
Okay.
And, if Mariah isn't there, we do the cooking or... Yeah, we help manage the employees in the front. I'm mostly out front all the time dealing with customers. Or just on mobile events. I like to make ice cream, but, in the winter, it's not my favorite thing to do. It's just a lot of cold all the time.
A lot of cold. Really, in the wintertime, there is a big difference.
So. Yeah, just because it's cold outside, so when you go into the freezer and you come back out, there's no sense of relief.
There's no relief. In the summer, it sort of feels nice, for 2 seconds, and then you realize it's negative 18 degrees where you're standing, so...
Gotta keep moving.
Yeah.
So, Kathy, when you're storing your ice cream, that's a good point. When you're storing the ice cream at your shop, you store it at 18 below.
Correct.
I'm sure our freezers at home are not like that. What do you recommend?
To store it, you would probably want to store it as cold as you possibly can. Uh-huh. But to serve it, it's usually served at a temperature of around like 6 to 10 degrees, so it's scoopable and malleable. For the best storage in a deep freeze, you want to get as cold as you can.
That's also part of the freezing process. Right. That cold stops, any crystals from forming in the ice cream.
So
that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, because when I was a kid,
I hate it when crystals form.
And my mother used to say the freezer's too cold.
Burn.
Yeah, it's freezer, but the freezer's too cold. Is that true?
It's because I was just talking about this with my dad, and it's because at home you're constantly opening and closing your freezer, so it's allowing moisture and heat to kind of melt the molecules in the ice cream. So when they're constantly being melt and refrozen, that's what causes the crystals to form.
Okay.
But for instance, our freezer where we store the ice cream, first there's a refrigerator and then a freezer, so it's not as sensitive to this hot air all the time, and it's especially your home freezer's like 0 degrees, and it's it's a lot colder, so
it's much more insulated.
Yeah, and you always open it up and read all the packages before you get whatever
right. And you're constantly taking the ice cream out, scooping it, putting it back in, and then just the more
sometimes
you do that,
I stand there just eat it.
Right,
back
right.
In.
The more it melts, and then putting it back, it gets that gross, icy. We don't like it either.
So it's like condensation or something.
Yeah, it's a condensation thing.
Okay. Yeah. Ice cream maintenance is important.
It yes. is.
That is important. You guys should sell t-shirts that say that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The structure of ice cream is also important on how it's made and what stabilizers you use and how it bonds to water, and it's important.
Well, you know, I've made ice cream when I was a kid down in Aetna. And I remember the old churning. Mm-hmm. This is before, and you threw ice in there with salt and churned it. Now, your big machines actually, like, churn that cream and scrape it off the sides like an ice cream maker, yeah. but in a large capacity?
It's an agitator in a tank, basically.
Oh, so it just keeps...
Yeah, so it just has a propeller agitator that spins around and just keeps it moving.
But that's just the mix.
But yeah, that is just the mix. So I guess...
It's different.
The way the process goes in a shortened version is it's first pasteurized... to 155 degrees, yes, I believe.
And what are you pasteurizing the milk or is it
the
cream?
The milk and the cream.
Oh, it's a combination.
We use cream from Pleasant View Dairy in Highland, and then we get the powder milk.
Okay.
So that's mixed with water to become milk. So that's in there. That's all pasteurized. Then it's pumped through to be homogenized, smoothed out. So our mixture, it really just looks kind of like heavy cream, like a thick milk. And then it's just kind of, it's cooled down through conduction. It's a it's stored overnight at a refrigerated temperature, usually around like 45-50 degrees, around there, 40 degrees ish and then the next day when we freeze it, we use anhydrous ammonia. That's our cooling agent, so it's pumped through our freezers, like through the freezing machine that freezes the ice cream. So there is like a tube kind of that it gets pumped through, and there are blades on the inside that move at a high rate, and then the ammonia is pumped into there, so in that, like, it freezes up against the sidewalls, and it's scraped off
and like the machine.
Fluffs up and has air put into it. And then it comes, so it comes out like a saucer.
See, the part I never knew was that refrigeration part.
Mm, right.
I thought it was just churn it and froze.
It's fascinating. I'm hanging on every word you're saying.
It is fascinating.
And that's my understanding of it. Like, my dad's the one who does it and has... all the science broken down, and he could answer any question about it. But,
it's a complicated science.
It is.
It comes out soft serve. We fill each container by hand, and then it goes into the 18 below freezer, which stays overnight, and then it can go to the stores the next day. But it needs that process.
You wanted to freeze that much and that hard for transport? Is that
just to turn the soft serve into a hard ice cream.
Mm-hmm. And it gets you, I feel like it gets you, like, the consistency that you want when it freezes like that. And then when we do end up tempering it and bring it up to a scoopable temperature, that's the perfect scoop.
Nice.
I'm doing a lot of arm motions.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
We're back on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. And you can find us on lakeshorepublicmedia.org. You can always replay this show and hear it again. And we're also on the Facebook, which you can see the pictures of the three beautiful women here underneath the... you're not laughing. You guys are very pretty girls. And underneath the logo and pictures of their ice cream that they brought in and... give it a view so you know who you're seeing when we're talking here. Yeah. So, Kathy, when we're talking, when I spoke to you about the COVID at the very beginning, you're talking about taking your truck and putting it in front of the shop. Did you do that?
We ended up doing that, actually. We had, I think, about 15 calls a day, and Mike was getting a little impatient, and we just tried to find a solution to not opening the front of the shop. So we opened our trailer in the parking lot for 3 weeks, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was a perfect compromise, and families were so happy to see that. And we had a nice crowd every day, and it was just a perfect solution.
It was. Mm.
Now, the trailer, was an old-fashioned ice cream truck?
We have one of each. So
you do?
We have two drivable trucks and one trailer.
Now, you hinted about these drivable trucks. Now, do they go out all the time? I mean, do you got, like, some guy that just goes out and you do ice cream? Or is it just for fairs? And
these guys.
It's
just for scheduled events for the most part. Like, we don't have, like, an everyday permit where we can drive around, like, the ice cream man and just serve on the side of the street.
Oh, you need a permit for that?
Yes.
You need a permit for everything, I think.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's just for people when they call us for events, which we do a lot more of, obviously, not now. But, you know, downtown for Central Park, they have so many things going on there in Valpo, the Porter County Fair. We were doing Pierogi Fest for a few years. So, you know, it just...
Right. We averaged about 5 to 8 events every week with our trucks.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, can somebody personally hire you to come to a birthday party, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
And open
give
house.
Out a, why don't you give a phone? Well, I'll meet your ice cream, then I'll ask you about it.
What flavor do you have there?
I don't know, but there's, it's so good. It's got this.
Coconut almond fudge.
Oh, coconut. That's a good
one. I love coconut, too. Right. It's really good. Why don't you give out your phone number?
Yeah, our phone number for the shop is 219-464-4141, and you can ask for any of us. Katie, Kathy, or Greer, if you want to schedule a private event, open houses we've been doing, stuff like that. Weddings are always a big hit to have the ice cream truck pull up. So
this is a very good.
Do you want me to bring you some of your own ice cream while you sit there?
I'm fine. Thank you.
No, okay.
I'm good.
And how about you?
No, I already had some.
So when
today.
Good. when they call in for the private events, they get a choice of how many different ice creams.
Usually in the trucks we stock like. Well, I would say 10 to 15 flavors.
Oh, that's
a
lot.
We can fit in there, yeah.
That's quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So, and then they get a choice. And what do you do? Do you do sundaes or do you do just cones?
In the trucks, we do cups and cones, milkshakes, and we sell our handmade novelties.
And smoothies.
And frozen drinks.
Oh, so you guys do handmade novelties?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like
homemade ice cream bars.
Okay.
Cookie sandwiches.
Right. Now you guys bake your own cookies for those?
Yes.
We do.
We make our own chocolate chip cookies.
We do like to make everything ourselves.
We make pretty much everything ourselves there.
So why don't you put some of these novelties out there?
We have the ice cream bars out there.
I mean, at the stores and units?
No, it's hard. According to Mike, it's hard to get things like that with the right packaging on the shelf.
Okay.
When we're fighting just to get ice cream space, you usually get a door or half a door anyway. Ice cream space is so limited, so it's just not something that we've ever made a priority.
And it's very hard to mass produce those things because they literally are all handmade.
All handmade.
They are. In the shop.
What are you laughing for, Kathy?
It's just because it's so hard.
there's no
assembly line. Better laugh about it than to cry about it.
Folks, we're getting down to our last 20 minutes. If you want to get a gift card from Valpo Velvet out of Valparaiso, and I see people are calling in, and I don't know if for some reason they're dropping off. Well, just keep on trying, and we'll be happy to send you out a gift card because, you know, the ice cream is really delicious, and I'm eating it right now.
Thanks, Nate.
And I'm really enjoying it. I would keep eating, but I got to talk, too, and I'm having a problem here with that. So, Kathy, during the COVID, how was your sales in the grocery stores? Did you get bigger?
They did increase. I would maybe about 20%. I felt like the only thing people could really do during COVID was go to the grocery store and treat themselves. So that kind of worked to our advantage.
I will say I was doing deliveries when the shop was closed for a couple months, and every time I went to shout out to Portage Meyer, it was wiped out. So thanks to all the Portage peeps.
Was there a particular flavor that you produced more of because you knew it was going faster? Or was just...
It was everything.
It's everything, but always vanilla.
Always vanilla.
But we were running out. It was a stressful 2 months. Like, Mike had a hard time keeping up the production.
Really? Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
I would say we had a quarantine highlight flavor that people really wanted.
And what was that?
Banana chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
People were asking about
you,
it. Like,
you guys make banana
day.
Chocolate chip.
Yes.
I like that.
Is there certain flavors that people want when they're depressed, when they're happy, when they've broken up? That
chocolate.
Kind of thing, you guys
chocolate.
Know?
I don't know. We should start asking.
We should do some more surveys.
Yeah, we should do some surveys.
Oh, there you go.
We'll
there
ask
go.
Everyone that comes in
well, we,
what
we
their
got,
experience.
We got somebody on the line. We'll survey them.
Another friend of yours, possibly, or you know, friend to ice cream, Kim from Valpo.
Oh, no, the cherry is my favorite.
Oh, thank you. It is so good.
I keep saying I'm going to try something else, but I don't.
Try it.
Well, I
with
do try.
Chocolate.
Whoever comes with me, I get to try theirs.
There you go.
I go back.
It's so good.
I ordered that one for me. I was just wondering, and maybe I missed part of the conversation, is about the building.
has it always been there? The what you keep calling the shop?
Oh,
I mean,
yes, the building.
It's not a brand new building, obviously. And
oh, no.
No,
the winter would tell you that.
And I don't want it to be a brand new building.
No, it's kind of like people like that.
I want to say early 1900. It was the Home Ice Company.
Oh, wow, cool.
That is cool.
They love things like that.
There's many old advertisements that Kevin Pazor from the Porter County Museum has been sharing with me. Hilarious ads that, see, Valpo Velvet was named in 1925 during a community contest when it was Cloverleaf Dairy. So it went from Home Ice to Cloverleaf Dairy to Brown's Dairy to Brown's Ice Cream Parlor and Restaurant and then to the Valpo Velvet Shop. But it's the same exact building where the ice cream's been made since the beginning.
There were additions and renovations at some point. That was before my time, but I know that is true. I don't know when.
It's got a great history.
But yes, it's always been there.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay.
Do you just like the cherry ice cream?
I do. I like that's just my flavor, and
that's it.
I can try a few other things, and I like them, and I even try the low fat just sometimes when I'm feeling guilty. But
Kathy says when we send you this gift card that you cannot buy the cherry ice cream.
You have to try something new.
Well, she'll rip that card up. I don't care. I'm getting cherry. Well, thanks.
Well, I come with family and grandkids, and they all try something different, so I know what the other one tastes like.
Thanks for bringing them.
Thank you very much.
Oh, all right, sure.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Well, that was a good point that she made. So you do have somewhat low fat.
We make frozen yogurts. We also make a whole line of sherbets. We also make sorbets, and recently we just ventured in to trying to perfect a vegan ice cream, dairy-free.
So
nice.
You are venturing into things, but you like to stick with that tub.
Right.
Something in the tub. That's what you want to do. You're not into the novelties or things like that.
Right.
What vegan? I mean, how are you going to make ice cream
with
vegan?
With coconut cream or coconut milk or almond. We're just trying all sorts of different recipes. There's an oat one I'd like to try next.
So when you experiment, do you have a little household machine, or do you just tell Mike, hey, fill up the big one. If we make it, we don't,
No, we have a batch freezer that freezes 24 quarts, so we're able to experiment with any small flavor before we go to 500 gallons.
You get a call, Greer, for vegan? I mean, people actually, in my restaurant, I hear about, vegan and, it used to be the gluten-free thing, which is still a lifestyle, but the vegan thing is kind of a newer. I mean, it's been around, but it's now getting a little bit more
right.
Announced.
I would say we have a pretty high demand for people who want vegan ice cream, and I think as a ice cream manufacturer, it should definitely be a realm of something that we experiment with and provide. I have some friends who are vegan, so I like being able to give them options, and it's also cool to experiment with new consistencies, I would say, of dairy, but, different types of milk and different flavors, because with coconut milk, it's fun to experiment with, that natural coconut flavor. Mm-hmm. But our sorbets are also vegan, and they always have been, and I think the veganism is becoming more popular. It's kind of making them highlighted a little bit more, which I think is nice. But, yeah, I think that being able to provide people with all different dietary restrictions, ice cream is a really nice thing. So I think we're proud to start with
it is. And
making
vegan
ice cream.
It makes you feel good just to be like, oh, yeah, I have this that you can try instead of being, no, sorry,
I don't think I've seen a vegan ice cream on the shelf.
Going out for ice cream is an event.
It's not at the store.
Yeah.
No.
It's
a summer staple.
No, I mean any brand.
Oh, right.
They have a lot.
Do they? I've never seen it.
They have a lot of vegan ice cream now. And I've tried a lot of different ones and from multiple different companies, and they all are really good.
Really?
And you can't really tell?
I mean,
the difference?
To me, the consistency sometimes has a more gelato consistency, dense.
It's less butterfat.
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit more dense, but I think everyone has different, palates and things they're in the mood for. So sometimes, a nice vegan ice cream, I'm like, wow, this is super great. And
well, Katie, how about gluten-free? Are your ice creams gluten-free?
The ice cream itself is gluten-free. The only thing not gluten-free is if there's a flavor, cookies and cream.
Right.
Something with cake batter, something in it.
Do you guys make shakes with your ice cream?
Yes.
Oh, that's our number one.
That's probably
item.
The most the most popular.
When I go there, it was always a banana split. I love your banana splits.
Oh, me too.
Those are great, too.
I have a problem with ice cream. You know what? To be honest with you, Sharon, I'm telling you the truth now. And if you guys, if I live closer, I live in Winfield, I eat ice cream probably five nights a week.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, yes. Ask my wife.
I don't think you're alone.
I eat ice cream. That. Yeah, like last night I had a piece of some birthday ice cream cake. The night before I told my daughter to go get me something because when I get home from work, I just, that's it. Uh-huh, you go and right. get me stuff. But I eat ice cream probably 5 days a week. And if you guys were closer, believe me, I'd be getting ice cream all
totally
the time.
I totally understand how you would want to do that. But I would love to know how to eat ice cream and like just not gain weight from it.
Well, yeah. You just miss your mouth a bunch of times.
Or you just like, yeah, go take a bite and go for a jog. And
well,
then,
I think
you
it's
know,
the
repeat.
Secret. I think it's the secret to life because my 89-year-old grandmother has an ice cream cone, sometimes two a day, and she's just doing great.
And a pint.
Oh, she sounded, that's the one that called?
No, that's our other grandma.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we want you to call 769-9577. We're sitting here with ladies from Velpo Velvet. We have Kathy, Katie, and Greer. We're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. This is Let's Eat, and that's Sharon Jackson. You can't see me pointing to her, but that is her. I'm Chef Nick, and we're just talking all about ice cream. We're talking about an institution that's in Valparaiso called Velpo Velvet. And call in, get a gift card. And you had a point. What's more popular, a sugar cone or a waffle cone?
I would say lately waffle cones.
Yeah. I would say a cake cone takes all.
Wait. What's a cake cone?
Oh, that's the third option.
I've never heard of it.
Is that the traditional cone?
The first option.
That's a traditional
flat
bottom cone. Like what's on my shirt?
Okay.
Why do they call it a cake cone?
I don't know.
That's what I call a sugar cone, I thought.
Sugar cones are pointy.
We have them.
Oh, and a waffle cone. Oh.
You get more ice cream with the waffle cone, though, because those look bigger.
Yes.
We make them differently. We make them and put them in a little cup, homemade waffle cones, mm-hmm. so you definitely get a lot more.
Yeah, a lot of places like roll their waffle cones shut so they're smaller, but ours are kind of open.
So you guys make them?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, wow.
I think that's why they sell so much, because people can smell them when they come in.
They smell amazing. Yes.
They do.
You ever line them with some chocolate? I've been seeing that.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
I had the girls make a bunch of chocolate.
You do a lot of little bit of prep intensive items there.
Oh, sure.
Everything.
Yeah.
Little fine touches.
Everything.
Nice. So, you know, we were talking about the ice cream. You know, there is a difference in ice cream. You know, like the cheap ice cream, and you guys' ice cream is a better quality. It's really about the amount of air they throw into that ice cream. Mm-hmm. I mean,
correct.
You might go get a pint of ice cream that's 99 cents, but if you let it melt, it might be like a tablespoon of liquid.
Right. Correct.
You know, where your guys' is more like a... I like a gelato. It's a little bit thicker. It's a little creamier to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, right on that?
Gelato is usually between 8% and 10% butterfat, and our ice cream's at 12. So gelato also uses milk as a prime ingredient and not cream. So it's a different feel to your tongue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I always hear of ice milk. Is there such thing as ice milk?
We make ice milk.
Now, what's different on that one?
It's a 4% butterfat, and it was made to make shakes and malts back in the day.
That's
and
what it's for.
It blends a little better and colder. And
it fluffs up really well, too.
It's just a different product from way back when that we still use.
Because it has less butterfat, you said?
Mm-hmm. It does. It has 4% instead of 12.
It just works really well in milkshakes and malts and stuff, and then it more air is incorporated to it on the milk.
See, I never knew
machine.
That. Yeah. See, I always felt like ice milk was like a substandard. I mean, like lower. Because I remember like when I was a kid, they would say it just tasted different.
Different mouthfeel.
It's
not as creamy.
It's not something you would ever get on a cone.
Yeah.
Right. You would never scoop it.
It's flavorless. It's just sweet cream.
Huh.
That's all it is.
You guys do your own whipped cream too?
We
make our own whipped cream, yes.
Wow.
You guys had a whole almond in your coconut almond ice cream.
Yes.
I was impressed.
The best are the chocolate covered almonds that are in the chocolate almond and the brownie nut fudge and the heavenly hash.
Wow, you ever work with Albanese and put any gummy bears in your stuff?
We have.
What's
in heavenly
hash?
Have
we
you?
Did last year.
It's a chocolate with chocolate almonds, marshmallow, and chocolate chips.
Folks, we're down to our last 10 minutes, 769-9577, 769-9577. Call in, ask a question, get a gift card from Velpo Velvet out of Valparaiso. What's your address there?
57 Monroe Street.
Now, are you guys, you know, during the ice skating time, are you guys open in the winter? Is your shop open in the winter?
We close about 6 p.m. at night, but we only close now for the month of January. So we're open for a couple of those months.
Because you guys used to, take off for the winter.
We used to take off 3 months, but people really wanted us to come back and make them lunch. So
we started showing up at your door.
To the pressure of our favorite local customers.
Well, let me ask you, and here's a general question. Valparaiso, it's been like booming, right? There's a restaurant, new restaurant all the time. How is working in Valpo now as compared to probably even 10 years ago.
It's great. I've worked at a lot of restaurants in Valpo, serving and bartending as well. So I've seen like kind of all sides of it, a lot of different, I guess you could say, clientele, just, you know, guests, people. It's really great working in Valpo. There's a lot of people who are local and who are familiar faces that you see every day, and it's great to see. But there's so many people coming in from, you know, wherever, Illinois or just other towns, people that you don't see and that are getting exposed to this community. And they keep coming back. You can tell they're having a positive experience. And, you know, all the restaurants in Valpo are fantastic.
So, too, I mean, that the Valpo, it's got a vibe, right? The Valpo
it
vibe.
Does,
right? I mean, you guys feel it in your shop? You feel a little bit different than it was before?
100%. I feel it every day.
Yeah, it's a little bit, it's just a whole different urban vibe in a way. Yeah. But before, you felt like it was more country-ish or more laid back.
I can see that.
I would say also there's been, as you were saying, in the last 10 years, which we were steadily working 10 years ago, there's been now like the really big push for local food.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's hit Valpo pretty hard. People much more now are appreciating taking their families out to eat locally and to purchase, you know, their shopping gifts locally. And I think that's been really nice for us because we have so many people that just want to come and eat lunch there and get stuff to go and, you know, stuff for dinner and everything. And so I think the trend of
local
bringing it back to your community has been, I mean, we've really been able to see it there, which has been really nice.
And we try and use like a lot of local purveyors in our shop too.
We do.
So
when you make your sorbets, where do you get your fruits? You get it locally? Do you use fresh fruits when you make it?
Yes, and you can make a puree with it. I mean, yeah, the possibilities are endless. So.
Really? So what sorbet do you have? Like just certain flavors, or how big?
I love
sorbets.
It's so good. Right now we have in the shop mango, lemonade, grape, and watermelon available.
And is mango like the number one?
I would say lately it has been.
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
I know my
and
son
lemonade,
loves
lemonade. Lemonade.
Yeah. Lemonade is a, yes.
And watermelon now that we have that.
So what's the difference between like the sorbet lemonade and an Italian ice lemonade flavor?
I suppose nothing.
Really?
Actually, just maybe a different recipe.
Because it's all just fruit and water essentially.
Right.
So excuse my ignorance. Is a sorbet like an Italian ice?
Yes, right. It is. Yeah, okay. It's dairy.
No dairy.
It's fruit and water.
Okay.
You know, and it's a great dessert for someone that's lactose intolerant.
Yes.
You know, you go to an ice cream place and you got somebody that's lactose intolerant and they can't have it, but they can have a sorbet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a vegan ice cream.
Yes,
or vegan ice cream. Right. Mm-hmm. How about the smoothies? That's big, right?
Yes.
You guys do smoothies too.
Yeah. We do.
So your radius of delivery for the Valpo Velvet ice cream that comes in the nice tubs, you have, what, a couple different sizes of tubs or just one size?
We have a pint and a 48-ounce container.
How big is your radius? Where do you guys travel? How far?
I would say about 2 hours in both, an hour and a half in all directions.
So what's the farthest?
The Illinois border, I think, Dyer.
Okay.
Rensselaer is the furthest south, I think.
You go
South Bend. We supply Bonnie Doon.
You guys go to the suburbs of Chicago?
We do not.
We don't.
Oh.
Not yet.
So right now, is there, like, when you hit different seasons, I mean, do you have seasonal? Do you bring things in and out?
Yeah.
Flavors,
so,
you mean?
Yeah, flavors. I mean, what did you bring in for the summer?
For the summer, we do peach usually as our seasonal flavor. We haven't made it yet.
Because the summer is like, you don't know if it ever started or
the
what's
summer
going.
We just got.
I mean, with this COVID thing, it's
summer.
Like weird.
Yeah, summer has been unpredictable.
But we always do pumpkin in the fall.
Okay.
Which is really yummy.
Eggnog around Christmas time. Peppermint stick, people think it's seasonal, but we always have peppermint stick. And that's one of our big sellers, too. People just love that flavor. So, but you know, we always just have different flavors that we try. There's never really a specific point in time associated with them. It's just, let's try this.
But it's good that you're seasonal and festive with the holidays, and it, you know, it adds to the good vibe.
What feels better to you guys when you're working? You like working during the Christmas time? I loved Christmas time in a restaurant.
Really?
Oh yeah. Or you like the summertime? I know ice cream's summer, but what?
I don't think I have a preference. I think it's kind of nice just in the winter for us because we still do business, but we get a little bit of a break. It's not as much of a zoo in there.
Right.
I think I personally like summer because when I get off from my shift, it's nice to just be able to go downtown and do something else, or just the weather fits my mood. Or in the winter, it's like, oh, just worked at this ice cream parlor for a bunch of hours, then I got to go get in my car and drive home.
Take a hot bath.
I don't know. I like the summer. It's also busy in the summer, which is really nice.
Time goes by quicker.
Summer's fun because we see so many happy kids and families and generations and grandparents getting sodas, and it's just a meaningful business.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a business that is memories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, even to this day, my buddy Steve, he lives in Valparaiso. We used to take his two kids when they were, now they're 20-something, but back then they were like 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, we used to go there all the time. This is before I had kids. Mm-hmm. And we used to go there all the time. And to this day, Tim will mention that how he remembers when he was a kid, we all used to go to Valpo Velvet.
That's our favorite part.
And
of
that's when I
business.
Used to eat my two banana splits at one time.
Well, yeah, you know,
two?
You get the warm fuzzy. Everybody thinks
of it. I love ice cream.
That's awesome.
And I like bananas, and I like all the toppings with
Same.
It, too.
It's good.
It's always good. So do you put a born-on date on your ice cream when it's out there in the stores, or what do you recommend?
I don't think
law when you're under a certain amount of production requires you to do that, and we don't need to because whatever goes out is gone in 2 weeks. So
so
we don't do that.
You guys it's pretty much cleared out.
It's just back to back. It's yeah. keep up.
You guys ever get a break? Ever like you guys like
we do, do
you
I
ever
do.
You guys. But how about Mike?
No.
Not really.
Last Christmas, he was able to take a vacation.
Actually, Mike just told me he's sort of enjoying COVID quarantine because of all those weekends, he doesn't have trucks to do or pack. And it's just been kind of a nice year in a weird way to just reset, get some other maintenance done, get some decals done, stuff we never have time for.
How many trucks you guys got going out there?
Well, we have one main delivery truck for deliveries. We have like a smaller little delivery truck that we might take out a few times a week just to pick up on any extra slack. So that's for deliveries. And then for our like mobile serving trucks, we have the two trucks and the one trailer.
Well, we're down to the last minutes. Didn't that go by fast?
It did.
And I want to thank everyone who called in.
Yes.
I want to thank,
yeah,
thank you. The three ladies here from Velpo Velvet. We had Kathy, we had Katie, we had Greer. And they came in, brought us some ice cream. We only had a little bit, but I'm going to eat some a little bit later because I can't eat and talk.
No doubt.
So one by one, what would you like to say, Greer?
Oh.
To your customers, any message you want to give out there, here's your commercial
time. And I do
time.
Like your Proud to be a Soda Jerk t-shirt.
Yes, this is a classic. I'm technically a soda jerk, so I guess I'll just thank you for everyone for supporting us and... We love serving you.
Katie?
I mean, I echo Greer's sentiment. If you haven't gotten to try Velpo Velvet yet, I highly suggest it. We put a lot of love and care and effort into our ice cream. It's our whole family working there. I can't stress enough just how important it is just to get out into your community and support not only people like us, but just anyone else that's a family or just a small group of people just working hard for literally just the happiness of other people. Get out there and do it.
Kathy, what would you like to say?
I would like to say I'm so proud of my fourth generation kids for coming on board. It's really helped Mike and I. And also to our customers, we're going into the 73rd year this
year.
That's
crazy.
It is crazy. And I just like these people have been supporting us this whole time. So thank you to all of you guys who pick up our ice cream or come into our shop.
So who wants to give out the address, phone number, and hours of operation before we sign off?
We are at 57 Monroe Street in Valpo. We share a parking lot with Montobles. Our phone number is 219-464-4141. We are open daily during the week from 11 to 9, and on the weekends 11 to 10. And then Sunday we're serving ice cream only from 12 to 9.
Well, again, I want to thank the ladies from Velpo Velvet. We had, again, Kathy, Katie, and Greer.
You are listening, too.
We're on. We're just about ready to finish. Sharon, you're just rushing me out of here.
You know, I don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain.
I want to say thanks to Nick, too,
yes,
for doing
you
what
for
you do
us.
And
thank
showcasing
you
local
us.
Businesses.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in. And, again, next year you'll be here to talk again about the ice cream in the springtime. And I want to thank the people for calling in and supporting us. And I encourage everyone to go visit Velpo Velvet. I can't see why anyone would not know who they are.
Come see us.
They have the creamiest ice cream since 1947. They're local. Visit them. Place to go cool down. And it's also a place where you can make some really fond memories.
Aww.
So join us at Velpo Velvet this weekend. And all I got to say to you, Sharon, is Yasu.